Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Jesus was making an offer to this young man to come with him and be a part of the 12, to be in the inner circle. That's what it was all about. What an offer. And Jesus was saying, I want to be in the middle of your life and call the shots in your life. I want to be Lord and Savior of your life. And the problem with this young man was that he was already owned by another God. The world says, you are what you own. God says, you are what owns you.
The truth is, what you own really can end up owning you. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young begins his message, Your Money Can Keep You Out of Heaven, and shares biblical insight to help you keep money from ruling your life. So stick around. The Winning Walk begins in just a moment. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we dive in today, we want to encourage you with some of the most powerful words Christ uttered on earth by sending you a copy of Dr. Young's message series, Famous Last Words. In his final prolific moments, Christ shared timeless words of truth that echo across the ages, and this four-part series shows you how those words can provide you with peace and hope as you seek Him today. We want to send you Famous Last Words as a thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue to reach people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Your Money Can Keep You Out of Heaven.
Once every generation or so, you have just an outstanding young man come along. He was graduated from high school, top of his class, played four sports, was an excellent athlete, received a full academic scholarship to Rice University. And there he played two college sports and was academic All-American in both of those sports. But his graduation from Rice toward the top of his graduating class, a lot of the large corporations all around the world came, and he was the kind of guy they wanted to be on their team. They made him a lucrative offer for someone just coming out of school, and he was sent to Atlanta. And there, as he worked for this corporation, he received his MBA from Emory, and he began to be promoted rapidly through the ranks until at 29 years of age, he was a vice president. He was ascending to the top, where soon he would be a partner in the corporation. And he was a phenomenal guy. He got up every morning at 5 a.m. and worked out for an hour and a half. He was the first person to get to the office almost every day. He worked tirelessly. He had a dynamic personality. Everybody was drawn to him. On Saturdays, he'd go cycling, and he would run a couple of marathons every year. His golfing handicap was a 3. And one of the partners would take him to play the Augusta National, the Masters, about every other month. On top of that, he went to a Bible study twice a week in the office that they had. And every Sunday, he would go to church and sit down in a pew with his Bible in his hand. He just never missed worshiping on the Lord's Day. This is the kind of guy that every mother here would say, would he like to meet my daughter? And in modern vernacular, we would say, this is a young guy who's kicking it. Man, he's got every base covered. He was the delight of everybody. This is exactly the kind of guy that Jesus encountered as he was going from Jericho to Jerusalem. And this young guy ran up to him and listened to what took place in the conversation. As he was setting out on a journey, a man, the guy we're talking about, ran up to Jesus and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone." Then Jesus said, "You know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother." And the young guy said to Jesus, "Teacher, I have kept all of these things from my youth up." So first of all, we have the big question. We have the shocking answer that we're going to look at that Jesus gave him. And then we have the big wow principle. Here he runs up, this young guy, he's rich. He was young. Nothing wrong with that. So he had the right means. He came to Jesus at the right time. He had a position. Perhaps he was the ruler of the synagogue, or he had some kind of title in that area. And if you were the ruler of the synagogue, this means that you were the number one religious person in the whole area. It means that you had the highest political office. It means that you were the most affluent and you were involved in all the commercial enterprises of that day. And he went in the right attitude. Notice he ran to Jesus and he knelt before Jesus. Had the right attitude, humbly came before the master. He asked the right question. What must I do to inherit eternal life? And by the way, this question was asked all the time in rabbinical teaching in that day. This was a common question. Rabbi would stand up and he would sort of begin his lecture and say, you know, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And all the rabbis gave the same universal answer to that question. In every synagogue, they would always say, keep the commandments, avoid sin. Keep the commandments, avoid sin. That was a stock answer. So his question, he asked the right question. And also we saw he had the right lifestyle. He was a moral man. Now what else could you find? What else would you look for in someone? Affluent, had a position, he was young, asked the right question, came to Jesus with the right attitude. He went to the right person. He went to Jesus. And then on top of that, he was a moral, ethical young man. Boy, some kind of guy, right? I'm sure all the other disciples and apostles sort of said, you know, we've been looking for somebody just like this. He's going to change our whole endeavor here on this earth. This is the man. And he said to him, Jesus, I have kept all of these things, 20th verse, since my bar mitzvah. You've lived a perfect life. You say, well, he wasn't really telling the truth. You know, Paul made the same claim. Philippians 2, he said, you know, I've kept the law. I've been perfect in the law. And notice these commandments. These are the commandments. They're six. Commandment 5 through commandment 9 in Exodus 20. That's the ones he rehearsed. These are the commandments that deal with interpersonal relationships. These are the commandments that deal with your relationship, my relationship to other people. And this young man said, as far as my relationship with other people, lying, adultery, murder, stealing, honoring parents, he said, I get an A+. I've kept all of them. And it said a little verse here, it says, Jesus loved him. Jesus loved everybody, but Jesus saw something extra in this young man. Anybody would have seen all that he had going for him. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful moment. And by the way, look at what Jesus said, the shocking answer he gave to this. Look at him. Jesus had love for him. Verse 21, and said to him, one thing you lack. I imagine a young guy said, whatever it is, I'm ready to do it.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there is more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. But before we jump back in, Christ's final words on earth offer you profound peace and hope for whatever you're facing today. And we want to share them with you by sending you Dr. Young's four-message series, Famous Last Words. It's our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging people everywhere with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give and be encouraged by the love of Christ proclaimed for you with His last words. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's a sneak peek at the teaching right after the break.
Did you know this is the only example of anyone who ever came in the life of Jesus and knelt at His feet, that when they got up, they went away poorer than when they arrived? They went away in worse condition than when they first came and knelt at the feet of Jesus. You know, this is the only example of that. What's going on here? What's happening here?
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. And welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So, we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is @WinningWalk. That's @WinningWalk. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with more of today's message, Your Money Can Keep You Out of Heaven.
He said, I have gotten my riches, I've gotten my title because I've inherited it. He said, now I've got everything in this world covered. I'm secure, I'm safe, I have it all, been there, done that. I've got everything I need in this world. He said, but I need one other thing. How can I get to heaven? I want to have security in the next life. Jesus said, one thing you lack. I imagine his mind, he said, name it. I can handle it. Jesus said, go and sell everything you have. Give it to the poor and come and follow me. That took him back a little bit. And the Bible says he got up, went away sorrowing. Literally, he went away broken, confused, beaten up, because the Bible says he had a lot of property. Did you know this is the only example of anyone who ever came in the life of Jesus and knelt at his feet? That when they got up, they went away poorer than when they arrived. They went away in worse condition than when they first came and knelt at the feet of Jesus. You know this is the only example of that? Everybody else got up healed. Everybody else got up walking in faith. Everybody else got up blessed. Everybody else got up with a new life. Everybody else was touched profoundly that changed their lives. This guy got up in worse condition than when he ran and knelt at the feet of Jesus. The only illustration of that in all the Bible. What's going on here? What's happening here? You see, Jesus said, go, sell, come, follow. And Jesus was saying, I want to be in the middle of your life and call the shots in your life. I want to be Lord and Savior of your life. And the problem with this young man was that he was already owned by another God. See, the world says, you are what you own. God says, you are what owns you. And so the office of God was already filled in the life of this young man. And therefore, he turned and he decided he would trust in his trust funds rather than trusting Jesus Christ. Go, sell, come, follow. Whew. He got up and said, I'm out of here. But he got up broken. Jesus was making an offer to this young man to come with him and be a part of the 12, to be in the inner circle. That's what it was all about. What an offer. Man, come. And man, come close. Be a part. Jesus loved him. He saw what he could mean. He saw the potential in his life. He said, you only lack one thing. And notice something. This was a highly moral individual. I mean, his morality was off the charts. He was there. So we have the idea that when we become a Christian, we confess sin, right? Repent, turn away from sin, right? We invite Jesus in our life. We got the sin question worked out. But there's another thing that comes along. That's what we do with the evil. That's proper. What do you do with the good that God gives to you and me? That's the question. He handled the sin problem, but he wasn't handling the biggest sin of all because he was addicted. He was a lion. His life revolved around his wealth. It was the wealth that gave him an entree to people. It was the wealth that made him popular. It was the wealth that controlled his life. And Jesus is saying, you can't hold on to that God and let me be your God, and you can't follow me and keep that as the center of your life. And then look at the response here we have. Verse 22, but these words, he was saddened and he went away grieving as he was one who owned much property. And Jesus, looking around, said to his disciples. Now notice, first of all, when the young man came up, Jesus pointed to heaven and said, you call me good? He said, no one's good but God. He was checking out to see if this young man was calling him God. He wasn't. He said, you know, don't call anybody good. Only God can be called good. The rabbis taught that. You just say, there's a good man. Oh, no, only God is good. He pointed to heaven. Then he pointed the commandments. What must I do to inherit eternal life? He said, look at the commandments. Keep these. He said, man, I've kept all those. Then he pointed the young man. Jesus did. He said, now, you go sell all that and you follow me. You like one thing. By the way, what commandment was this young man breaking? The first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. We make anything God and put anything in first place in your life or in my life. We have usurped God Almighty, who wants to have the exclusive center of your life and the exclusive center of my life. See what happened? And then Jesus pointed at the disciples as the young man walked off. And Jesus, looking around, said to the disciples, how hard it will be for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were amazed at his word and said to them, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. Why were the disciples amazed? Because the Jews believed that if you kept the law and you were moral, God would bless you with riches. They believe that. If you doubt that, read Deuteronomy 26 through chapter 28. That's what the Jewish religion taught. Man, if you're good, man, you're going to have a lot of money. You have a lot of property, a lot of prestige. Now, this was taught in the early days of Judaism. It's like we teach children on the basis of rewards and basis of punishment. But see, they had moved through all of this. Now Jesus was taking it to a higher realm, and the disciples weren't getting it.
This message is entitled, Your Money Can Keep You Out of Heaven. Dr. Ed Yong will continue in just a moment. But first, a person's last words often sum up their life's message. And Jesus' last words on earth proclaimed his love for you in some very profound ways. We want to encourage you with these words by sending you a copy of Dr. Young's message series, Famous Last Words. It's just a small way to say thanks for your donation today to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-WALK. 850-9255. Or text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yung returns after a short break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yung. Visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Yung. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional at winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username is @winningwalk. That's @winningwalk. Now, here is Dr. Ed Yung to continue his message, Your Money Can Keep You Out of Heaven.
Then Jesus gave them that wow statement. He said, let me tell you how tough it is. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich guy to get to heaven. And when he said that, they answered,
wow.
They answered,
wow.
And it says in the Bible, they were more amazed at that. Now, what was Jesus talking about? The camel was the largest animal they knew in Israel, in Palestine. And the needle was about the smallest little opening they could think of. And Jesus said, it's easier a camel to go through an eye of a needle than a rich man to get into heaven. By the way, there's a problem here for you and me. We don't mind saying that it'd be tough for Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or some of the multi-supermillionaires of the world to get into heaven. But see, that doesn't cover folks like us, does it? We're not talking about us, so I just sit back and say, hey, I like those rich guys. They're not going to get into heaven. Man, you know, easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle. But we begin to realize that by the standards of that day, this is going to really upset you. We're all rich. Everybody here is filthy rich. Oh, well, let's soften that verse a little bit. You know, if you're talking about me, you know, that it'd be hard for me and you to go through the eye of a needle. It's easier for a camel to go through. Well, what do you mean by a camel going through? And we've heard the interpretation, if you've been around church for a while, that the cities had big gates, walled cities. They had little gates. The big gates were open during the day, but at night they closed the big gate. And someone traveling with a camel and all loaded with burdens, there would be a short gate. And if they were going to take the camel through a gate about 4 feet high, that the camel had to unload his baggage, get out on those camel knees and kind of squeeze through that gate, about to grease them up a little bit and push them to get them through the gate. And you could get a camel through the short gate. And that short gate was called the eye of the needle. Now, we've heard that. It's good preaching, but it's not true. It was 200 or 300 years later before they had those eye of the needle short gates around the walled cities. Didn't have them when Jesus made this statement. Whoops.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yung. We hope today's program encouraged you in your own winning walk with Christ. And we'd like to help you further by sending you a copy of Dr. Yung's CD series, Famous Last Words. In his final moments on earth, Jesus shared timeless words of truth that offer you peace and hope for today, and this series shares those encouraging words with you in four powerful messages. Famous Last Words is our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for joining us today on The Winning Walk. Tune in tomorrow as Dr. Yung concludes his message with more proven truth to help you keep Christ at the center of your life.